I reminisce back in the days of growing up, my mind traveled so far back when I was just a shorty playing naughty. 13 years old, my stories began. I thought I'd never seen so many scandals these that young. Thought I'd never seen so many casualties that young. From all that I'd have witnessed, I swear my life was hopeless. Good thing I had an uncle took to me closest. Introduced me to this music at 11, got me focused. It took me from a boy to a man who played the role as my father, cause my biological, he didn't bother. Taught me how to hustle, make my own dollars. He said my gift would make my room for success, so stay grounded. When I was just a shorty with an ear, and highly persuaded when I was round by my peers, I started smoking weed and all my friends dope killers. I went to school with most of them niggas, they turned killers. It's funny how the hood brought change, cause they started killing each other up over the game. They murdered Corey Horton by the St. Bernard. The murder rate was high then, they even took the homie Kevin Hall. Can't forget Big Brian off the bump. Some kid from New York, he shot him dead in a dump. Peace to start a spark, much respect, dude. When I reminisce over you, my God. I reminisce back in the days when I started out doing my own thing. My name was popping for the beats I'm dropping. Now here come my niece. Now let's name my Chris. Okay, my mama always told me there'll be days like this. My whole life, my family been shadowing a business. Made me about to inherit it, a dysfunctional environment. I'm 18 just some years later. Got a job and started hustling and tried to get paper. But on the block, my name was ringing bells. It all went well when working with the homie L. Big Kirk, he looked out major for a player. And with no love, that song caught a lot of haters. It brought back some beef that wasn't done. And everywhere we went, we were strapped with two guns. Stevie got caught up in the crossfire. And he was right behind me when the first shot got fired. I guess some things ain't meant to be. I started doing my own beats and doing me. Standing on the corner with the homie DC. With this one conversation, it's pure confirmation. I hit the studio with a bang. My homie Q was with me, but he couldn't even hang. Peace to casualty, much respect, dude. When I reminisce over you, for real.
I think about all the times that we struggled and just came from the mud together. You know, I love all my people, man, back home in the N.O. And, you know, that's where my roots at, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to forever represent the N.O. till I die. Believe that.